Hola, and welcome to today's Pro Spanish lesson on some and any. We'll just begin by adding a few words down at the bottom so the lesson is accessible to all learners. We'll start with quiero, I want. Tengo, I have. Hay, there is. Okay, that's it for the verbs. And we'll have a few things we can use with some and any. So some cheese. Queso is cheese. Arroz, rice. Manzanas, apples. Canciones, songs. And documentos, documents or papers. Okay, so the first thing to say is that there are occasions where some and any could be used or could be omitted, and that would be fine. There are other times where it would sound wrong to use the equivalent of some and any. So let's start by looking at some, when we would translate some and when we wouldn't. Generally, some in Spanish is only used when it refers to a few. Because some has different meanings in English, when it means a few, then it can be translated, and when it doesn't, it tends to be omitted. So for example, in English we could say, I bought her some flowers. I bought her some flowers. And in Spanish, you would not translate the some there. You would just say, I bought her flowers. And if we go back to the rough rule that I introduced about when it means a few, then it gets translated, and when it doesn't, then we wouldn't. So we wouldn't tend to say, I bought her a few flowers. We could say some flowers, but really it doesn't mean a few there. It means like a bunch of flowers. So let's look at a few examples when we would use some meaning a few. I bought some books the other day. You could probably say, I bought a few books the other day. There are some sweets on the table. There are a few sweets on the table. And the word for some here, meaning a few, is algunos. 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 Okay, so how would you say a few documents? Some documents. What would that be? Some documents. Algunos documentos. Algunos documentos. How would you say some books? And books are libros. How would you say some books? Algunos libros. Algunos libros. How would you say, I've got some books? So it could be, I've got some books for you. But how about just, I've got some books? What would that be? Meaning, I've got a few books. Tengo algunos libros. Tengo algunos libros. How about, I've got some documents? So it might be, I've got some documents I want you to sign. I've got a few documents I want you to sign. What would that be? Tengo algunos documentos. Tengo algunos documentos. I've got some documents. And you may be able to guess, if the word is feminine that's coming up, so if it doesn't end in os, like documentos and libros, but is, for example, canciones, which is a feminine word, songs, or manzanas, apples, then algunos becomes algunas, algunas, as. So how would you say, there are some songs? The whole sentence might be, there are some songs I like on that album. So how would you say there are some songs? Hay algunas canciones. Hay algunas canciones. It might be there are some songs that I like. Hay algunas canciones que me gustan. How about I've got some apples? I've got some apples. So I've got a few apples. What would that be? Tengo algunas manzanas. Tengo algunas manzanas. So like I've got a few apples for the pie. I've got some apples for the pie. Tengo algunas manzanas para el pastel. So algunos or algunas for when some means a few. And from that we can see that we wouldn't be able to use algunos or algunas with cheese, queso, or with arroz, or with any other noun that's non-countable, meaning that you don't count, you don't say, I want a rice. They can't be counted in that way. So in English, instead of saying a few there, we would say something like a bit of. And I'm using these terms loosely because more often than not, we would say some rather than a bit. So a bit might sound a bit strange, but it's a way of telling whether we can use certain words like algunos or not. So we wouldn't say, I have a few cheese or I have a few rice, but we may say, I have a bit of cheese or I have a bit of rice. I have a bit of rice left for you. Okay, so we can't use algunos and we can't use algunas. And as I mentioned earlier, very often it would just be omitted. Tengo queso. I've got some cheese. I have cheese. But if we wanted to use some in the sense of a bit of this, we would say algo de. Algo de would be some when it means a bit of algo de. So we could say, for example, there's some ice cream left, meaning there's a bit of ice cream left. And so in Spanish, we could say, queda algo de helado. Queda algo de helado. So there's a bit, there's some ice cream left if you want it. Queda algo de helado si lo quieres. So how would you say there's some cheese? Like there's a bit of cheese. I mean, the whole sentence might be something like, there's a bit of cheese in the fridge if you want it in your sandwich. So how would you say there's some cheese? Hay algo de queso. Hay algo de queso. There's some cheese. There's a bit of cheese. But of course, we can also just say, hay queso en la nevera. There's cheese in the fridge. And how would you say, I have some rice? I have some rice. And remember, you would need to be wanting to say, I have a bit of rice. So how would you say that? Tengo algo de arroz. Tengo algo de arroz. I've got some rice. Tengo algo de arroz que puedes usar para tu paella. Tengo algo de arroz que puedes usar para tu paella. I've got some rice that you can use for your paella. Okay, so some, when it means a few, algunos or algunas, and when it means a bit, algo de. We're just going to refresh our vocabulary for the next part, because we're going to be talking about any and questions. So let's have tienes. So tienes, do you have or do you have, tienes. I will still have hay. Hay for there is or there are, but we'll probably use it as a question. Duda. Duda is doubt. Duda, doubt. Pregunta, question. Moneda, coin, amigo, friend, libro, book, problema, problem. So all of those are quite straightforward, and you might well know them already. And we'll just take a brief pause there while I mention the Levels 1 to 6 Pro Spanish course, available for download from prospanish.co.uk. And this course takes the complete beginner or near beginner right up to a conversational level of Spanish in a series of very easy to follow steps. Okay, so back to the lesson. Now, if these sentences that we've seen using some, I've got some cheese, I've got some apples, I've got some documents, when they're as a question, the sum becomes any. So I'm making a pie. Do you have any apples? Instead of some. Okay. Do you have any brothers or sisters? So we use any instead of some when it's a question. Now, any can also be algunos and algunas, like some. However, it's rare that the context fits. The reason is this. Algunos and algunas, as we have seen, refers to a few. And more often than not, we wouldn't really be able to replace any with a few. So, for example, in our I'm making a pie, do you have any apples? We probably wouldn't say, I'm making a pie, do you have a few apples? That could be possible. And if that is your context, then algunas manzanas would fit. Let's take another example. Do you have any brothers? Do you have any brothers? It would sound strange to say, do you have a few brothers? Because really here, any doesn't mean a few. So, algunos hermanos, although possible, would sound quite strange. So, algunos and algunas aren't often heard in questions. However, take a look at this. ¿Tienes alguna duda? ¿Tienes alguna duda? Do you have any doubts? Do you have any doubts? Now, here we do see a version of algunos, algunas, and it's the singular version, alguna duda. And here the any means one or more. So if you're saying algunos and algunas, it has to be a few. It can't be one or more. And because when we ask, do you have any doubts? We're asking, do you have one or more doubts? Whereas where you're before asking, do you have any apples for my pie? One apple wouldn't really be sufficient. That's not really what the question is asking. It's asking, do you have like enough apples for what I need? Okay, let's have a look at another example. How about, do you have any questions? Do you have any questions? Now here, the any doesn't mean a few. We're not asking, do you have a few questions? The any means one or more. So what do you think, what would that be in Spanish? Do you have any questions? ¿Tienes alguna pregunta? ¿Tienes alguna pregunta? So not, do you have a few questions, algunas preguntas, but do you have one or more questions? ¿Tienes alguna pregunta? How would you say, let's go back to doubts, how would you say, are there any doubts? Are there any doubts? What would that be? ¿Hay alguna duda? ¿Hay alguna duda? Are there any doubts? How about, do you have any coins? Do you have any coins? And again, we're not asking, do you have a few coins? Although in certain contexts that could be the case, and in which case you would say, tienes algunas monedas, if that was the context. But here we mean, do you have one or more coins for this machine? What would that be? ¿Tienes alguna moneda? ¿Tienes alguna moneda? Okay, let's look at book. Say, for example, if we want to ask, do you have any books? Maybe do you have any books that I can read? We're not asking, do you have a few books? We're asking, do you have a or more books? We can't use alguna because alguna is for feminine nouns and libro is masculine. But also, we can't use alguno because when alguno comes before a masculine noun, it's algún. So we don't say alguno libro, we say algún libro, algún libro. So how would you ask the question? Do you have any books? ¿Tienes algún libro? ¿Tienes algún libro? So, do you have any books that might interest me? And how about, do you have any friends? And the context might be, do you have any friends that I can call? So, do you have one or more friends? What would that be? ¿Tienes algún amigo? ¿Tienes algún amigo? We could extend it. ¿Tienes algún amigo que puede ayudarte? ¿Tienes algún amigo que puede ayudarte? Have you got any friends that can help you? We could also say, have you got a friend that could help you? So it's one or more. Let's have a look at this common question. ¿Tienes algún problema? ¿Tienes algún problema? So in English, it would be, do you have any problems? But actually, in fact, in English, we would normally say that sentence in the singular anyway. Do you have a problem? In Spanish, ¿tienes algún problema? One or more problems. ¿Tienes algún problema? And notice that problema, although it ends in A, it is actually a masculine noun. So, ¿tienes algún problema? Have you got any problems or do you have a problem? And how would we say, if you have any problems, dot, dot, dot could be, then just call me. If you have any problems, what would that be? And the word for if is si, S-I, just like yes, but with no accent. So how would you say, if you have any problems, dot, dot, dot. Si tienes algún problema, dot, dot, dot. Si tienes algún problema, dot, dot, dot. If you have any problems, if you have one or more problems, call me straight away. How would we say, if you have any questions, then whatever it might be, what would that be? Si tienes alguna pregunta, etc. How about, if you have any doubts, dot, 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 what would that be? Si tienes alguna duda, etc. Si tienes alguna duda, if you have any doubts. So let's have a quick recap. So we started off looking at some, and we saw that some can be, and very often is, omitted, but where it's not, it has to mean a few, and we can have algunos or algunas for a few. And if it's a non-countable noun, like milk, cheese, bread, rice, then we would say algo de queso, algo de leche, a bit of this. We saw that in questions, in English, we use any, normally, instead of some. And although algunos and algunas can mean any, because it still retains this idea of a few, it's in the plural, it's not that often used. So we wouldn't normally say, do you have a few brothers? But we would say, do you have any brothers? That's because any doesn't always mean a few. We did see that we could use alguna, the feminine, and algún, plus a masculine noun, to say any when it means one or more, where it's got that singular aspect to it. So, ¿tienes alguna pregunta? Do you have any questions? Not do you have a few questions, but do you have one or more questions? And that concludes today's Pro Spanish lesson. As mentioned earlier, if you're looking to become a confident and a competent speaker of Spanish, then head over to prospanish.co.uk, where you can download the full Levels 1 to 6 course.